going back to yesterday's daf, which is really a shtickle 2 days ago's daf, the Gemara on daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, which mentioned a halacha revacha b'Yisrael. This is something that Jews rely on all the time. It's a very, very well-known halacha. The Makar is Sukkah daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. This is really the time to shtelzach and to talk about it. But as we're going to see, the Lundis is both interesting and a little bit complex. And that is the halacha of Shoimeya Ka'ina. The Gemara said, Bo minei merabchi barabba. They asked Rabchi barabba, what's the halacha? Shoma v'loy onamau. If Reuven is reciting hal, that was the specific case that was being discussed, Shimon hears Reuven say hal, he has a mind to be yoitza, his obligation to say hal with what Reuven is saying. Reuven has a mind to be Moitzi Shimon with the halal that he's saying. However, Shimon never said one word. He just sat quietly, patiently, and he listened to every single word that came out of Reuven's mouth. He didn't repeat after him. He didn't whisper it under his breath. He didn't even say Amen. He didn't say Hallelujah. He said nothing. Shama says the Gemara V'loy Onamau. What's the halacha? So Amalahu, so Rabbi Chiya Barabba told the Talmidim that asked this question, Chakimaya, the wise people, the Safraya, and all the Soifrim, the Reishayama, and the Shiny Eden, the Darshaya, and all the big pulpit rabbis, all the Bali Darshanim, Amr, they all said the same malacha. Shama veloy ona yotza. That if somebody would hear someone else say halo, even if he didn't say one word, he just sat there quietly, the halacha is he would be yotza. It might not be the Gemara said, Amr Abshim ben Pazi, Amr Abishu ben Levi, Mishum bar kapar, Minayla Shemeka oino, how do you know that the halacha is shoimeya ka'ina, that if you hear someone saying something, if you listen to him, it's as if you yourself said it. The chsev, it's based on a pasuk. The Torah tells the story. Before Yoshio became king, there was a tremendous amount of avodah zarah, and then Yoshio was about tshuva, and they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they found the Sefer Torah and opened up to the Teichacha, and Shofan read the Teichacha to Yoshio. He got very scared. So he sends a message to Chulda Hanaviah and says, what does this all mean? And she says, it means that unfortunately, because of all the Averis and all the sins and Avodah Zarah that the Jews are doing, eventually the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Charev. But at the same time, because you're taking it seriously, it won't happen during your lifetime, and it happened several years later. But the point is that when Chulda sent back to Yoshio this message, she said, quote, that you're going to see Koyamar Hashem. Hinani mevi ra el hamokim hazeh ve'el yoishvav is called divrei ha-sefer asher kara melech Yehuda. Everything that you read is going to happen. And the Gemara says, we have a problem with this because Yeshua never read anything. Yeshua heard Shafan reading to him. He never said a word. Says the Gemara, this is the Makar. Melachim beis, perichav beis, pasuk tezayin, talk about tucked away. This is the source to this halacha. Mikan, you see from here that Shemeya is koina. Now this sugya, Mesach the sugya daf lamed ches amid beis, was discussing the mitzvah of hala. But the truth is, Shemeya koina is not exclusive to hala. On Purim, you have an obligation to read the Megillah. Not everybody reads the Megillah. You have a Balkaira. He reads the mitzvah. Some people, they read themselves, but you don't have to. And if you don't have a Megillah, if you read by yourself, it's not even going to help because you're reading from a Chumash. You have to read from a Megillah. The Torah says you hear the Baal Kaira reading, and by listening to him read, you're Yaitza, which is Meir Kaina. The minig of the Vilna Goyin is that if a few people eat together and there's a mezumin, so one person benches and everybody else is Yaitza, the benching with the person that's being Mevarach. What do you mean? I have to bench. No, I hear the person bench. And as long as I hear him bench, that loch is Shemei Kaina. Someone has a Sufik bracha, so what do? You ask someone, can you please be moitzi me with a bracha? What do you mean? How can it be moitzi you with a bracha? You have to make the bracha. How does it help that he's making the bracha? The Teretz says it's this Gemara. It's Sukkah daf lamed ches amid beis. It's melachim beis, perichav beis, pasuk dezayin. The halach is mikan l'shemei kaina. Rashi, in our sugya, daf lamed ches amid beis says, that based on the psak of the Gemara, that Shemeya's Ka'ina, I'm going to tell you a very important Chiddush Lahalach. Rashi doesn't do this very often. But Rashi treats us with a halacha. And that is, if somebody is davening Shemayna Esrei, and while he's davening Shemayna Esrei, the Shliach Tzibur starts the Hoicha Shemayna Esrei, and he comes up to Kedusha. So says Rashi, if you're in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, you should be quiet, and you should listen to the Shliach Tzibur, say the hoicha, say kedusha. Or if you're middle davening Shmei Esrei and the tzibur comes up to you, hey Shmei Rabbi Mevarach, la'olam la'olmei amaya, you should be quiet, says Rashi, and you should have in mind to be yoitza yehei shmei rabba together with the tzibur. And says Rashi, if you do that, you yoitza kedusha, you yoitza yehei shmei rabba. Why? It's our Gemara. Because shmei is kaina. I mean that shmei is kaina. As long as you listen to it, you'll be yoitza. Shmei kaina works for halal, it works for benching, it works for megillah, it works for kedusha, it works for amen yehei shmei rabba. So look, Rashi, that if you're a middle brahmin shmei nesrei and you can't say amen yehei shmei rabba because you're middle shmei nesrei, you can't say kaddish 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 dalsam in shmei nesrei. That's fine. There's a not plan B. Shemei or kaina. Just be quiet. Listen to what the Olam is saying. And by you doing that, having in mind to be Yotzer, right there you have to do. You have to have a mind to be Yotzer. And as long as you have a mind to be Yotzer, you can fulfill your obligation with the halacha of Shemei or kaina. But Tosfos argues. Tosfos here in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches on the days, and Tosfos says it's a Masechtas Brachos Daf Chof Aleph on the days. And Tosfos there brings up a shame, the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. So these were the greatest of the greatest Pali Tosfos. They all said, Rashi, I disagree with you. Not only do I disagree with you, Adirabba, being that the halacha Shemei Ka'ina, you can't stop in middle of Shemayna Esrei and listen to the Chazan saying Kedusha. You can't stop in middle of Shemayna Esrei and listen to Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. Because if the halacha is Shemei Ka'ina, you now interrupted your Shemayna Esrei with Kedusha. You just interrupted your Shemayna Esrei with Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. So says Tosfos, not only is it not recommended, also, you can't do that. You cannot have. So what are you going to do? They're screaming, Yehi Shmei Rabba, B'chol Koichem. They're being Koirik Zardinam Shal Shivim Shal. Yeah, you just don't have a mind to be Yotze. That's the point. So don't have a mind to be Yotze, Taisva says. Because if you're going to have a mind to be Yotze, then it's going to be a Hefzik in Yishmei Nasser. So we have a Machlokes Rashi and Taisva that goes literally from sea to shining sea. Rashi says, being that Talach Shemei Koina, so you're holding a middle Shmei Nasser, and you hear the Olam is up to Kedusha, Amin Yehi Shmei Rabba, be quiet, listen. Have a mind to be Yotze. Why should you miss out on Kedusha? Like this, you can be Yotze. Your kedusha with Shemei Kaina. Tais is just the opposite. If Shemei is Kaina, how could you do that? It's going to end up being a hefsek. So to the contrary, it's not something that you're allowed to do. Now the truth is that at first glance, lefum riata, it would appear that maybe the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos is something that we've talked about so many times over the years. And that is, the lashon of the Gemara is that Shemeya is ke'oina. With the kafadim, we talk about this a lot. When Chazal say, "Kol malamed es ben chaver etayra, mal olav akosav ki ilu yaldai." Literally, it's ki ilu yaldai. Reb Shlomi Kluger in Evin Ezer in Siman Aleph Klaris. If someone is malamed es ben chaver etayra, if someone's megadol yosam v'yisoyim b'toich beisai, where again Chazal say, "Mal olav akosav ki ilu yaldai," he doesn't have to have a family, doesn't have to have children, because he was ready mekayim the mitzvah or pur of ru. Kol akoyes ki ilu oyved avodah zara. Literally, it's Yaharug of Al-Yavr. So you find this idea of Ki'ilu, the Chacham Tzvi Kler the Shaila already 500 years or so years ago. So this is an old, old Shaila, that any time you find Ki'ilu, isn't Mamish the real thing, or it's only Ki'ilu? Chazal said, Shemeya Ke'oina. So when I hear the Chazan saying Kedusha, or I hear the Olam screaming, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, isn't literally as if I said it? Or it's not literally as if I said it. There's a chiddush that I could be yoitza. Aber mamish? No, it's ke'oina. It's ke'ilu oina. If it's mamish oina, so then it's a hefsek. You can't do it. If it's only a ke'ilu fino, it's not the real thing, so then maybe it won't be a problem. But the truth is that if you mayin in the achroinen, the Noida Behuda in his Slach and Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chafal from the base, and Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gilyonei Ashas, also Masechtas Brachos Daf Chafal from the base, they're both masber the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos more acutely as it relates to the sugi of Shemei Ka'ina. It's not a general shaila every time you find the kaf adimin, right? We spoke at the flow last week of harbe yosu ke Rab Shimon bar Yechai v'lo yosu b'yadim. It's not a kaf adimin shaila. This is not necessarily a global shaila that affects every single sugi in Shas. But rather, it could be the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos was much more local. It was much more specific to how exactly do you understand the concept and the halacha of Shemeya Koin. So again, we have a Chiddush HaTorah that's called Shemeya Koin. Yesh Lachba. Very, very basic Chakir. What does Shemeya Koin mean? Now, just to be makdim, we have to appreciate, it's a very big chiddush, Shemei Ka'ina. You have to say halal. How does it help if I hear halal? So there's some chiddush going on over here. Even though I didn't say a word, or I was hear someone else say. Somehow, on some level, that's going to work. We're questioning the lundus. How exactly does it work? What's the gather? Why does it work? Is the pshat that when I hear someone else say something, if I listen, it's as if I myself said it. There's a chiddush that shmiya is ke'aniya. I hear you say something, even though I didn't say a word, but me listening and hearing you say what you said is a new way of talking. So usually, if you want to talk, there's a mahalach of how you talk. You want to scream, there's a mahalach of how you scream. There's a concept of talking by listening. And that's shemeya ke'ayna, that's the chiddush. That through my shmiya, somehow, that constitutes an aniyah. Oyesh loymar. It's not that shmiya blibes aniyah, as if in the physical sense, when I hear, it's as if I talked. I didn't talk. However, shmiya in halacha gets me whatever aniyah will get me. So if the Torah says you have to recite hal, there's actually another way to do it. You can also hear hal. Not that hearing is talking, it's not some shaykhis. Hearing is not talking. Talking is talking and hearing is hearing. But shmiya in halacha is treated like aniyah. Just to crystallize this a little bit better. Is shemeya ka'ayna more of a metzius or shemeya ka'ayna is more of a din? Shemeya ka'ayna is that when I listen, it's as if I talked. Or shemeya ka'ayna is not that when I listen, it's as if I talked, I didn't talk. But that in halacha, shmiya can accomplish whatever talking is usually required for to accomplish. So is this shmiya a maisa aniya, albeit a super unconventional maisa aniya? Or shmiya is nishkai maisa aniya? Shmiya is shmiya and aniya is aniya. Nor, there are two highways, so to speak, that you can take to arrive at the same destination. I can come this way through Aniyah, I can come this way through Shmiya. Aniyah and Shmiya are not related. So what does it mean, Shmiya ka'ayna? It just means in halacha, Shmiya does whatever Aina does. So whatever Aniyah can get, you have to say hal. Oh, what does that mean? Either say hal or hear hal. Because Shmiya works the same way Aniyah works. Or no, maybe Shmiya blibes. There's one way to say hal through Aniyah. The chiddush of Shmiya ka'ayna is that Shmiya blibes in Aniyah. Said the Noi Debi Yehuda and the Tzlach, and said Rabbi Yosef Engel and Gil Yoni Ashas, Yishloime, that's the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. See, Tosfos held that Shemeya Ka'ayna is the Taich, that the Shmiya blibes in Aniyah. That when you're Shemeya, you're actually talking. If you're talking, then how could you stop in middle Shmeina Esrei and listen to the Oilam screen, Amen Yehe Shmei Rab? You just said Amen Yehe Shmei Rab. Now, you said it in an unconventional way. But at the end of the day, Melachim Beis, Perichav Beis, Pasuk Tezvav, Asoi Shtei, Shemei Koina, Brachas, I mean, Sukkah Lamed Ches, it is what it is. You would just mafsik Yishmei Nes. Rashi held that Shemei Koina doesn't mean that the Shmiya is an Aniyah. It just means halachically, Shmiya accomplishes whatever Aniyah does. But even though halachically it accomplishes what Aniyah does, it does it in a very different way. When it's an Aniyah, then you talked. When it's Shmiya, all I did was listen. Talking is a hefsik. Listening is not a hefsik. If Shmiya ka'ayna means that the Shmiya blibes Amira, you were just mafsik Yishmein Esrei. If Shmiya ka'ayna doesn't mean that the Shmiya blibes an Aniyah, it doesn't constitute an Amira. It just accomplishes whatever an Amira accomplishes. But at the end of the day, it's not an Amira. It's not an Amira. So why should it be a hefsik? Zok tenei debi Yehuda. That with this hezber, I'm going to tell you another very important nafgamina between Rashi and Tosfos. And this is shocking. Everyone knows that if you have a suffik bracha, you're not sure if you have to make a bracha, you don't have to make a bracha. Right? Classic example is Sfira Sa'im. If somebody forgot to count Sfira one night during the Yom, so now it's a suffik if you're allowed to count with a bracha. So what do? If you're not embarrassed, you ask your friend, could you please be mitzi me with a bracha? He makes the bracha, he's going to be mitzi. So tonight, Behuda, I was oimid that it's not so poshit that you're allowed to do that. He says, why? Because if you're going to have a mind to be yotzei the bracha, which you have to, because otherwise you're just wasting your time. And the person's going to have a mind to be yotzei you, which ostensibly he has to as well. So then it's going to come out that on the tzad, that you're not obligated to make a bracha, you just made a bracha anyways, which shemeya ka'ayna. So zok tenoi de b'yehuda, so bishloimo, if the way shemeya ka'ayna works is like Rashi, that all it is shmiya, And Shemei Koine never constitutes Amira. So at the end of the day, I can't believe that hearing the Shem Hashem would be a brachal of Atala. It says in the Torah, Lo'isisa Shem Hashem alakachal Hashav, you can't say it. Doesn't say you can't hear it. Even though there's something called Shemei Ka'ina, but at the end of the day, if all Shemei Ka'ina is a Shmiya Ba'alma, and that's why Rashi says you can hear it in the middle of Shemei Nasri, it won't be a Hefzik in Shemei Nasri. She says, I don't think it would be considered an Aniyah in the sense that you'd be over the halacha of Le'isisa Shem Hashem alakachal Hashav. But if you take Shemei Ka'ina to an extreme, like Tosfos said, and Tosfos said Shemei Ka'ina just means that Shmi is another way of saying the Shem Hashem, and if you'd be Shemei Ka'ina middle Shemei Nasri, it'd be a Hefzik in your Shemei Nasri, I think this whole Eitzah of going and having someone else be Meitzah with a bracha doesn't help. Because what's the whole point? On the tzad, that you're not mechuyev to make it. So big deal. All I did was hear it. Big deal. All you did was hear a bracha. Did you learn Sukkot Aflam et Ches? Did you learn Melachim Beis, Perichah Beis, Pasuk Tezai? There's something called Shemei Kaina. So why is that so posh? So Zogt, it's Mamash Tamach, like it's Rashi Taisis. Rashi doesn't seem to take Shemei Kaina as seriously in the sense that it's Mamash as if you said it. So if it's not Mamash as if you said it, it's not a Hefzik in Shemei Nasri. So Mel, you're not going to be over. Like, see, Shemei Hashem, Al-Kakal Hashem. But according to Taisis, that it's Mamash as if you said it, it constitutes a Hefzik in Shemei Nasri. So this whole Eitzah, this whole idea of having somebody else be Meitzah, said the Noi Debi Yehuda is not going to be so pasha. But again, we have a classic chakira in terms of how you understand Shemei Ka'ina. Again, we're grilling and into the nuance of the wonders. But the point is Shemei Ka'ina a metzias or is it more a din? Is Shemei Ka'ina the chiddush that Shmiya blibes on this at the end of the day? Ichab gizokt halo. What do you mean? You only heard halo. Shemei Ka'ina, hearing it is like saying it. Oh, not bad that you didn't say halo. You heard halo. But just like you could be yoytza halo by saying halo, you could also be yoytza halo by hearing halo. L'may nafkimina, would it be a hefzik in middle Shemei Nesrei? L'may nafkimina, if you have a safik bracha, says the Noi, could you tap the guy in the shoulder and ask him to be yoytza you? If it's aniyah, I'm not so sure, because then maybe Maman of Shach, you're going to have a problem. If it's not aniyah, it is a shmir, then l'chur, it's something that you'd be able to do. But the truth is, there's a third side in the lumdus of Shemei Ka'ina. But this requires a tiny, really, really small introduction. And that is, it's yadua that the Beis HaLevi, and this is in the Beis HaLevi Ala Torah, it's in the end of his piece in Zanchanaka. He quotes a Chacham Echad who wanted to say a Chiddush. He said, it's Yontif, and in Chutz Laretz, we duchen, we're Eretz Yisrael, every day. So all the Kayanim, they go up, and they duchen. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So the Beis HaLevi said, that he heard that a Chacham Echad wanted to be Mechadish, that if you're a Kohen, and you're in a Tzibur, and for whatever reason you don't want to go up to Duchen, it's fine. You could ask one of the Kohanim to please be Moitzi you with Duchening. You'll listen carefully, Shemei Ka'ina, and through Shemei Ka'ina, you're going to be able to be Yoitzah, your mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Beis HaLevi said he heard a Chacham Echad said such a Chiddush. But says in Beis HaLevi, Omnon, Iker Adover Loi Nehira Klal. He said, but I think it's a very, very big mistake. And Kedarke Bakoidesh, he said a beautiful lamdus. He said, the Gemara says in Masech the Soita, Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, it says in the Torah, Koyse Varchu Es B'nei Yisrael, Amar Lahem. Zach the Gemara, Koyse Varchu B'koil Ram. That when the Kohanim bench, when they duchen, they have to say, Yivarechach Hashem V'yishmerecha B'koil Ram. Oy Einoy Ela B'lachash, Talmud Loimar, Amar Lahem, Ka'odem Shoim L'chaver. That it has to be done B'koil Ram, you're not let it duchen B'lachash. So the Beis HaLevi said, beautiful. He said, it's true, there's a halacha of Shemei Ka'ina. That means that if you're listening to someone else say Yivarechach Hashem V'yishmerecha, in theory, it's as if you said Yivarechach Hashem V'yishmerecha. If you hear someone say Kedusha, Amin Yehishmei Rabba, Hallel, Megillah, whatever it is, you listen to something called Shemei Ka'ina. And said the Beis HaLevi, it doesn't matter what the lumdus of Shemei Ka'ina is. It doesn't matter if the lumdus is that you're yoytza with the Shmiya, or if the Shmiya is like an Aniya. But at the end of the day, said the Beis HaLevi, if you're yoytza with Shemei Ka'ina, are you making noise? No, you're sitting there quietly. So the Beis HaLevi said, Shemeya is Ka'ina. That's true. Ob in Birchas Kayanim, there's another tonight. And that is, it has to be B'Kol Ram. And at the end of the day, you can't have Kol Ram with Shemeya Ka'ina. He said, the most Shemeya Ka'ina can get you is as if you said it, but no one heard it. As if you said it, B'lachash. Shemeya is Ka'ina. But that Shemeya should be Ka'ina B'Kol Ram, that the Beis HaLevi says, Shazda Zachidish. At the end of the day, he didn't say a word. Look at the guy. He's not moving. So because he's not moving, his lips aren't moving. So he didn't say anything. So the Beis HaLevi said, Shemei Ka'ina, where all you need is an Amira, yeah, then you can have the din of Shemei Ka'ina. But if you need to make noise, how is Shemei Ka'ina going to give you noise? And it doesn't matter if you're Rashi, Tosfos, Slach, Gilyoni Hashas, at the end of the day, you're not talking. So if you're not talking, so how are you going to have the Shemei Kainu? So the Beis HaLevi said, again, a beautiful lumnus, that when it comes to Birchas Kainim, I'm going to dingzach with that Chacham Echad. I don't agree with the Chacham Echad. The truth is that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Sfarim, and this is in a few places, it's in Har Tzvi, it's in the Mekrei Kodesh, he brings a beautiful Vart from the Ragach of a Goyen. We know the minig is that when we read the Megillah, so when it comes to the Aseres B'nei Haman, so everybody says the Aseres B'nei Haman, right? Everybody says it. So why does everybody say the Aseres B'nei Haman? Why? So the Ragach of a Goyen said, because it's a halacha by the Aseres B'nei Haman that you have to say B'neshima Achas. So he says, why are you able to be quiet during Mikra Megillah and be Yaitza with the Chazen? Because of Shemei Kaina. So he said, Shemei Kaina can give you a din amira. You just heard the Megillah. Oh, B'neshima Achas? How can you be Yaitza B'neshima Achas with Shemei Kaina? You're sitting there, you're breathing fine. So you're inhaling, you're exhaling, you don't have a problem. So he said, Shemei Kaina can give you an amira. Yeah, Mikra Megillah that you have with Shemei Kaina. Oh, but the Neshima Achas? How are you going to get the Neshima Achas? Mamash the Beis HaLevi's Lomdus. It's true, you can get the Shemei Kaina. Oh, but Kol Rav, you didn't make any noise. You're right, you said it. Oh, but you whispered, no one heard it. So if nobody heard it, it's not Kaimer Adam Chaveri. At the end of the day, it was Balachash. It wasn't Kol Rav. How can you be Yaitzna? If you hear that Aseres B'nei Haman, you said Aseres B'nei Haman. Oh, but the Neshima Achas? Where did you get the Neshima Achas from? So said the Beis HaLevi, a chiddush, that when it comes to duchening, when it comes to Birchas Kainim, over there you're not going to have this. Now the Beis HaLevi didn't say where he saw this chiddush. He said that Chacham Echad wanted to say this chiddush, but he didn't say who it was. I'm not sure, but I think the Chacham Echad was the Netziv. The Netziv, who was Korosh Hashiva and Velazhin, but the Netziv in his Sefer Meroime Sada. So he says on the Mishnah, in Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Chof Dalet Amar Aleph, the Mishnah over there says that whoever got mafter, right, whoever was the one that got mafter, says the Mishnah, who Pyrus al Hashema? He had the schus, he led the services, he was the one that was Pyrus al Hashema. For Evelef Ne'ateva, he davens for the Yamin, for Noises Kapa. And he's the one that duchens. Freit the Netziv, he's the one that duchens. He says, I don't understand my mother. First of all, he's a Kayan, he duchens. If he's not a Kayan, he doesn't duchen. And besides, everyone duchens. So what does it mean, the who knows this kapa? Right, whoever gets mafter, davens musaf, right? That's how it works today. You get mafter, musaf, right? It comes together. But what does it mean that whoever gets mafter, duchens? Everyone duchens. If you're a kind, you have to duchen. So Netziv said, I think in this mission, it's an unbelievable chiddush, that not everybody used to duchen. What do you mean? Everyone has to duchen. No, one person used to duchen and everybody else used to be yaitza with Shemei Kaina. And says the Netziv, you see from here, that the Shemei Kaina, when it comes to Duchen. And then he says, take a look at what I wrote in my Pirish on the Shiltis, and there's a Tshuva in the Meish of Davos. This is really an Arichas, it's a whole different raid bite. But the point is, L'chura, the Chacham Echad was the Netziv. But the bottom line is, we have a Netziv, right? So we have a Netziv. What's the Netziv going to do with the Beis HaLevi's Kasha? Beis HaLevi asked the Gishmak Kasha. How could you have Shemei Kaina when it comes to Duchening? How could you have when it comes to Berchas Kayanim? L'chura, very nice as if you said it, but no one heard. If there's a Tanaya B'kol Ram, what happened to B'kol Ram? So there's one more tzad, and there's one more alumnus. The Chazon Ish, in his Sefer, and this is in Eir Chaim Simen Chof Tes, he says it, Barichos, he fleshes it out. The Chazon Ish says that it's Mavur from this Shita, quotes the Beis HaLevi, but it's Mavur from this other Shita, this Chacham Echad, maybe then it's it, that there's a third sign in Shemei Kaina, and that is that when you hear someone say something, you're Yoitza, but you're Yoitza with the Dibur of that other person. It's not just my Shmiya is my Anir. And now we can clear Stodim, is the Shmiya mamish as if I talked? Or is the Shmiya itself a way of somehow fulfilling mitzvahs that ordinarily would require Anir? If I hear you talk, I become a Shutif in your Dibur, says the Chazon Ish. I now become partners with what you said. So if you said it, me hearing what you said is the equivalent thereof to me actually saying it. And therefore, as long as the person duchening, the person getting up and saying Birchas Kayanim, as long as he says it b'kol ram, and I hear it, I become a shutif in his kol ram. As long as the chazan would say the Aseres B'nei Haman with B'neshima Achas, I would be yoitzer Aseres B'nei Haman with B'neshima Achas as well. Because Shemei Kain is not the pshat. You did yours, I did mine. No, we're shutfim. We're partners somehow. The Chazon Ish explains it, you know, kedarkai, what that means, the shutfis between the medabra and the shemeya. But what came to mind is the old adage, if a tree falls in a forest and no one's there to hear it, doesn't make any noise, right? On some level, we can appreciate, I mean that bederach tzachis, but on some level, we can appreciate that when you hear something, deeper is, you say something and There's a recipient. Somebody hears it. So on some level, the Shemeya is a shutif together with the Medaber. It says, Amen, we're making this happen. And I'm the one that heard it, that on some level makes what you said a little bit more solid, a little bit more concrete. But that's what the Chazon Ish said. He says that a Shemeya is always the shutif of the Medaber. And that's why Shemeya Kohen works. And the gedder of Shemeya Kohen is not that you're doing your thing and I'm doing my thing. It's Sezamen. There's a certain achtos. There's a certain ichud that you have when there's a Shemeya Kohen. But the point in Lomdis is that the way Shemeya Kohen works is that the Shemeya is a shutif in what the Oina said. So as long as the Oina got it right, as long as he did it the right way, we can fulfill it as well. And the Chazon Ish goes on and he says it has to be this way. He said, because otherwise the halacha would be that when you go on Purim and you listen to Mikra Megillah, you should have to sit in front of a Megillah. Why don't you have to sit in front of a Megillah? So the Baal Kaira is getting ease, reading from a Megillah. You're listening. So Bishlam is at the Chazon Ish, if my Shmia is now a shutfis with your Aniyah, so as long as you're looking in a Megillah, maybe that's going to work. But if you're doing your thing and I'm doing my thing, and we're not related, so to speak, in terms of how we're fulfilling the mitzvah, I'm looking in a Chumash, or I'm not looking in, I'm not looking in anything. That's a problem. I shouldn't have to be looking into, he says, when someone's mitzvah you with Kiddush. So Kiddush has to be ala kais. So the Baal Bais is holding a kais. You, mitzvah men, I'm mufchit to take a little sip. But yet usually you're not standing with a kais. Why does that work? L'chura, I shouldn't have to be on a kais too. So the Chazon Ish, the teretz is, because the way Shemeya kind of works is not that my shmiya is its own aniyah. My shmiya somehow partners with your aniyah, and together, your aniyah, my shmiya, together we make the world better. That's what's going on over here. But the point is, it's not that Shmiya L'chud. It's not working independently. It actually works. It works together with Aniyah. So we have three tzadim in how Shemeya Ka'ina works. Is Shemeya Ka'ina that the Shmiya is its own independent? You said it. I heard it. You were yoytze by saying it. I was yoytze by hearing it. Okay. Within that tzad, what does that mean? Is the vard that hearing is like saying? It's like another way to talk? Or no, it's not another way to talk. It's just another way to fulfill a mitzvah where the mitzvah requires me to talk. Inami, the way Shemeya Ka'ina works is that when I hear you say what you said, I somehow become a shutif in what you said, so that I have a chelik in what you said, and I have a chelik in everything that you're doing. I can be yoytze with your kol ram, I can be yoytze with your neshima achas, I can be yoytze with your mikra megillah that has to be looking inside, I can be yoytze with your koshal bracha, meaning a basic hakira, three tzadim of how this works. But just to end with one final punchline, and that is very much minyan of the yom. There's a tshuva in Igros Moshe, and this is in Erechaim Chelak Aleph, in Simen Kufay and Gimel. The tshuva was written in Tav Shin Zayin. So it was written Chav Zayin Elul, Tav Shin Zayin, 1947. And the shayol was Reb David Feinstein Shlita. So Reb David, Reb Lenny just told me, in Cheshbin was 17 years old at the time. So Reb David asked Reb Moshe the following question. And that is, he said that there are places where the minig is that they blow shofar in middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So Reb David asks, Reb Moshe, he says, if someone's davening a long Shmoneh Esrei, it's Rosh Hashanah after all, so you're davening a long Shmoneh Esrei, and the chazan gets up to the tkiyas. So he asks Reb Moshe, is it so pashut? Like, you have to hear your tkiyas, and if you're going to stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei to listen to the tkiyas, so l'chur, it's going to be a hefsek in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. So Reb David asks Reb Moshe, what should you do? So Reb Moshe told Reb David, hafla of a fella. He said, it's pashut, it's not a problem. He says, how do I know? He says, because it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Masechet Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. And it's also in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. If someone's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and the Chazan comes up to Kedusha and he comes up to Amin Yehei Shmei Rabbah. So Rashi says, stop and listen. Why? Shmei Kaina. Tosfos says, stop and don't listen. Run for your life. Why? Because Shmei Kaina. Where Rashi says, Shmei Kaina, you could be Yitzah. Tosfos Shmei Kaina, it's going to be a Hefsek. But said Reb Moshe, what's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? The whole machlokes is because Shemeya Kaina. And there was a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the lumdis and the lumdi lumdis of how Shemeya Kaina works, the way we explained. Oh, but that's klar, that Shmi itself is nishkein hefsik. That's klar, said Reb Moshe. Because if Shmi alone would be a hefsik, even Rashi would have a problem. The only reason Rashi didn't have a problem is because Rashi held that all it is Shmiya. I shemer koina, the night of Yehuda, the guyoni ashes, the beis alevi, all the different lamdas. But shmiya, if in it of itself was a problem, then this whole conversation would be dead on arrival. What would be the habamina? So Rav Moshe said that from the rishonim on the aflamit ches and sukkah, it's mavur that if all you need is shmiya, shmiya is not a hefsek. Shemeya koina, that's a conversation. A bishmiya is clearly not a hefsek. Because if Shemiah in and of itself was a hefsek, then it's poshut you wouldn't be able to be Shemiah in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. So Rav Moshe said, what's the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? The Rambam says, B'lashoyne Azov, at the very beginning of Hilcha Shofar, mitzvah saseh shal Torah, l'shmoya truas ha-shofar b'Rosh Hashanah, shenem ayoyim teruah yilachem. When the Baal Tekeah gets up and he blows Shofar, you're not being yoytza with Shemayah Ka'ayna. This has nothing to do with today's raid. All you need is Shemiah. The Shemiah alone is the mitzvah. It's not Shemiah. It's Shmiah. It's a mitzvah Shmiah. That is what the heftz of the mitzvah is. That's the bracha, the Shmaya kol shofar. Not l'tkaya. It's the Shmaya kol shofar. Because the bracha represents what the essence of the mitzvah is. And the mitzvah is Shmiah. So Rav Moshe said, there, all you need is Shmiah. Shmiah is not a hefsek. How do I know that? Because you see it from Rashi Shita. Because Rashi, who held that Shemir Ka'in is not a svara for it to be a hefsek, had no problem. What do you mean? Typically, the Shmiah is a hefsek. Oh, the teretz of Shmiah alone is not a hefsek. So he said, if Shmiah is not a hefsek, so it's pashut, it would be no problem to listen to tkiyas, even if you're in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. You're in the middle of the brachas, shouldn't it be a hefsek? So Rav Moshe said, no.